It doesn't take long for something that comes out in the public that a scammer is going to take advantage of it and try to get money out of somebody that, you know, is just trying to get by.
Tammy Ward is at the Better Business Bureau in Pensacola. As always, there are myriad versions of this con, the most popular appearing to be the standard phone calls and emails, with text messages gaining in popularity.
Because they don't have to actually talk to anybody. They can text you something and they put a URL in there, and the hope is that the person is not going to pay that much attention to it and just click on the URL, which can download malware, and that could be very damaging because most of our cell phones are smartphones and they contain a lot of personal information.
Those targeted for their payments are instructed to click a link to request benefit payments. That goes to an application, which prompts you to enter information to make sure you get your payment. The application is actually a way to fish for personal data and increase the risk of identity theft.
And not only are they getting the personal information, they're also telling people they have to have a processing fee in order to get your stimulus check, and or they could possibly tell them that they could get it quicker if they actually pay them a little bit of money. And none of that is true.
But with the numerous scams and cons out there, the BBB offers numerous ways to protect yourself. Once the bogus phone call comes in, the first action, says Ward, is remain calm.
Hopefully you're not even answering it. If it comes up government or IRS, don't answer it, because why would they be calling you? Just leave that and check and see if you have a message. If you do answer the phone, don't believe anything that the person is telling you, and certainly don't provide any personal information.
Another rule of thumb is do not reply directly to such a call, text, or email. If you think the call may be legit, there are ways to find out while protecting your data and yourself.
Find out where they're calling from, supposedly, and you do your research and find the information. Sometimes that government agency that they're telling you they're calling from doesn't even exist, so you don't want to just rely on who's talking to you on the phone or providing that email.
Another cyber minefield contains a large number of fake websites designed to look like those of legitimate businesses. Ward says it's as simple as changing just one letter or number in a URL or a web address.
And it's very difficult, unless you're paying close attention, to notice that it's not the exact website that you think that you're going to. And the same thing with emails. Do your research. Don't just answer somebody or provide information without first making sure that what you have received is actually legitimate.
And be wary of having to pay money for a free government grant or program. If you have to pay to claim it, then it's not really free, is it?
Especially with these stimulus checks, you don't have to pay anything. I talked to several people that have already received through direct deposit their money, and they didn't have to do anything. And definitely you don't have to pay somebody to get yours quicker and or get it at all.
More information about scams in the wake of coronavirus can be found at bbb.org/coronavirus. And if you've been a victim of a scam, you can help educate other consumers by reporting it to BBB Scam Tracker. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.